What's going on, Foodie fam? It is Big Foodie Friday. Matt, Biggie, BB Shea, live from the Marco's Pizza Biggie's Kitchen Studios. The Big Foodies, presented by Marie Sharp's Gourmet Habanero sauce, hot sauce.
It's fancy when you say it like that.
Man, I gotta fancy it up because today is a huge day for the Big Foodies.
I'd say it's the most requested day.
We're putting on our gear and we're heading into the chicken wars. We're putting a final say on the best chicken sandwich because everybody seems to be getting into the chicken wars.
Yeah.
We've gone out of our way to get almost every chicken sandwich out there.
We say out of our way, it was like an hour and a half of driving around to get everything.
I didn't do that part.
No.
I went to seven restaurants today.
Yeah.
Just waited in line for about over an hour and a half.
Yeah. Whoa. And I went to the wrong restaurant once today.
Yeah.
So that happened.
And I mostly sat around, played NBA 2K21, and went, God, this is taking them forever.
Yeah. Damn, these guys so long.
He's a diva.
I am.
But anyway, so we're excited to get to the chicken wars here. Before we do, we want to thank our sponsor, as always, Berry Patch. If you're looking for the best homemade ice cream located just off of 220, the world's biggest strawberry.
You can't miss it.
Can't miss it. You're going to the beach down 220, you're going to see it. Great fresh ingredients. They also have a farmer's market there. All their stuff, they freeze enough of their fresh fruits to hold them over for the year. So you're always getting the freshest ice
Love
cream.
It.
Worldsbiggeststrawberry.com. Check out the Berry Patch on Facebook as well.
Pause 1 second. Just want to make sure this is recording. I don't know why. Okay, it's recording.
Should we leave that in? It's got to be recording, otherwise.
This is the moment.
So much has gone into this day that if we ate all these sandwiches and that was not recording, I was going to have to quit.
Devastating.
I was going to have to quit. Okay, right. So we're recording.
Well, this is going to, and let me say this, it's going to be a long episode, so let's do it.
Let's dive in.
This is Arby's.
Arby's. Here we go. Alphabetical order today?
Nope. Whatever Bear picks up next to him.
I have a bag of sandwiches laying on the ground.
Don't let that.
I got some pickles out. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, we did fish sandwiches last week, and I think Arby's was my favorite fish sandwich.
It was a great fish sandwich.
Yeah.
So it looks like the chicken sandwich from Arby's has mayo, pickle, and chicken.
And let me say this. We didn't do spicy. That's going to be something different. This is straight up.
Straight up classic original chicken sandwiches. Yeah. That's solid.
No lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Just pickle.
It's not a super overpowering pickle. Mm-hmm. It's not super sour.
Kind of heavy mayonnaise, but I'm a mayonnaise guy, mm-hmm. so that doesn't bother me. I don't know about you all.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm.
It's simple, clean. They always have really good chicken.
Always.
Other meats, like we have the meats.
For a reason.
They might have the best meats, honestly.
It's for a reason.
Yeah.
Is this a brioche bun?
I think it is. It's fancy.
Arby's does have the Hawaiian.
Yeah, they do the King's Hawaiian.
And you can get, I think, any of their sandwiches with the King's Hawaiian.
You know what? Sure. Not overly breaded either.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of meat on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will say because of the not overbreading, it's not crazy crunchy. Like, the only crunch really comes from the pickle. The rest of it is just like, it's more meaty than anything else.
Okay.
Ready for the next one?
Approved.
All right.
God, we're going to get so full.
Chicken fillet.
Oh, aha! There it is.
Let's do it.
This one was a nightmare.
Apparently,
there's multiple Chick-fil-A's in the same, like, mile. And when you order on the app, you have to make sure you're ordering from the right one.
Which Matt was not.
I was not.
Oh, let's see. Oh, we got some overhang on this.
That's a good sandwich right there.
We
didn't really have a whole lot of overhang on the Arby's.
No, we did not. That is one key. Now, I like some overhang, so that's one. That's what I like.
Now, when you guys go to Chick-fil-A...
That's the only thing I ask for in a wife. Somebody likes overhang.
When you guys go to Chick-fil-A, do you guys keep the pickles on? Or
Yeah, I do.
I will say this. This is going to bother me a little because I add mayonnaise to it.
Ooh, really?
Mm, I usually put mayonnaise on it as well. But it's not how it comes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we're having it.
We know what this tastes like.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
To me... It's missing that mayonnaise.
Mm. I will say that the one thing with them putting it in the foil wrapper versus wrapping it like other places, I feel like the bun stays a little
moist
or wet, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it steams itself. So it's always soft, which is good. It's not going to harden up on you, but it feels almost like sticky from where they butter it.
Yeah.
Because they butter the buns.
My brother was telling me he was in Charlotte not too long ago, and they were doing a test run on a different type of Chick-fil-A sandwich that had like bacon and pimento cheese on it.
Whoa.
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, kind of didn't hear about that. Kind of went under the radar. He said it was not that great, but
yeah.
I'm surprised that, like, especially down south, I'm surprised that didn't...
I feel like we're adding pimento cheese to too much stuff.
I 100% agree.
And I love pimento cheese. Let me say that. I love pimento cheese, but I grew up with just pimento cheese as... the treat. That was the thing.
Or you just now put it between two pieces of bread and eat a pimento
cheese. Exactly. Especially on a golf course. Mm-hmm. Playing golf, oh, grab the pimento cheese sandwich out. But now, I feel like it's getting put
too much
on things too much.
Coming in.
All right,
let's see. Let's do one that we haven't tried. Church's chicken.
Okay.
You're kind of stoked about this.
I was stoked. So I went to go pick it up. I've never been to Church's in my life.
So they're going foil wrapper here as well.
I went to go pick it up. The pictures look great.
Okay.
And the people there were very nice, and I was surprised. And
how good it was. Let's take. Okay, so we got pickles.
We got pickles and
pickle mayo.
Is that mayonnaise or is that like almost a mayonnaise relish?
It's like a mayonnaise drizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just kind of like you would do. Like
it looks
a
like there's. Yeah. Okay. There's no. I thought there might be chopped pickles, but it's just straight up.
Just pickle and mayonnaise, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said the internet was hype on this one, I believe.
You know, I saw a list of the fast food best chicken sandwiches, and this made it to the top of one of the lists. I don't know how reputable it can be, but, you know, I'm excited to try it.
When's the last time you had Church's chicken?
Never had it.
You've never had Church's chicken, Beaks?
It's been years.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I don't get an overwhelming amount of flavor.
It doesn't move me,
Pickle's more of a sweet pickle.
Yeah. It's not, it's moist, it's good in that aspect.
I don't think the breading's as seasoned as some other places.
No. It doesn't,
and
it just sits there. It's there.
Churches are so far, few and far between, it doesn't make me want to drive to get it. Like, it's fine if you come across a church, just check it out, but,
yeah.
It doesn't make me want to travel for it.
Yeah, didn't move the needle.
No.
I feel like we're going to try some other really good ones here.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to.
All right.
Boat time!
Bojangles.
Now, I love a Cajun filet biscuit.
Same. I think it's the best biscuit on the market.
Love it. Now, I think, and I'm being serious, I think this might be...
Lego cardboard.
I think this might be my first... Bojangles
cardboard and wrap
chicken sandwich.
So it is the classic Cajun.
Now theirs is a little. Oh, okay, we got some different.
They go lettuce tomato.
That's Cajun filet right there.
Yeah,
lettuce. Don't overuse the lettuce there, Bojangles. Tomato.
Yeah.
Heavy mayonnaise, not spread well. I'll try to do what I can.
And listen, we trust each other. That's why we don't mind that we're literally peeling it layer by layer here. Looking,
we've
at
all
we're
cleaned
good.
And all that. Did I wash my hands?
We're supposed to do that.
Kidding.
Yeah,
I, as a just rule, if I'm making my own chicken sandwich, I usually put lettuce and tomato on it also.
I do not like tomato, so I'm going to get rid of that.
I prefer a little lettuce and, sorry, I'm tasting this and it's not anything like I was expecting. I was expecting much more of a Cajun filet biscuit.
I think they have some of the best fast food mayo.
Mm-hmm. But in this case, I'm getting a lot of mayo. I'm not getting a lot of the chicken. I'm getting a lot of mayo and a lot of bread.
I'm finally getting some chicken in there. What's it? That chicken is so good.
Cajun.
I think the bun overpowers it a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
The way the Cajun chicken and the biscuit complement each other just works so well. Yeah, I think the bun's just a little too much.
It's a heavy bun. I mean, you could tell that was the weight comes from the bun on that sandwich. Yeah. In fact, I'd say the bun to chicken ratio, I mean, it's 2/3 bun,
too much
bun. Chicken.
But the chicken
is great.
Killer.
Perfect. Stick with the biscuits, though. Hey, this is
KFC.
The Colonel. Let's see what we got. KFC.
Again, for all the times I've been to KFC, this might be the first time I'm getting a KFC sandwich. Holy cow. It's now big. That is something to look at.
Man.
Ooh, that's huge.
Good Lord. That's a Mondo chicken sandwich. Kurt must have made that.
Oh, we got two? Oh, is that? Oh, it's strips. We got strips on it. That's what it is.
Thick strips, though.
That's good. That's good. We got two pickles.
Pickle mayo.
That's it. Looks like pickle mayo.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Now, back in the day when KFC introduced their snackers, like the little chicken sandwiches, I used to kill those things.
Those were good.
Yeah, didn't they change them to like the nibblers now or something?
Yeah.
That's exactly.
But they have a Nashville hot one I really like. This is weird to cut with these.
Harder to cut with a strip.
Yeah, so be careful there, boys.
All right, let's see. I just had KFC for the first time in a really long time a couple weeks ago. I forgot how great it is. I should never make a trip out there for some reason.
I'm assuming original recipe.
Yeah.
Ton of chicken.
One chicken.
And because it comes wrapped in the foil, you get a wetter, moister bun. Moister?
Moistest.
More moist.
More moist. Yeah.
You're probably watching one stop saying moist. Mm-hmm.
That's a good sandwich.
I'm going to be honest, it didn't move me. I love KFC's chicken. I'm real picky on my chicken sandwiches.
I think the...
This is... The bread is... I don't know. Maybe it was just the end I got there.
The bread to me tastes like the Chick-fil-A bread.
Yes.
Thick chicken. The mayonnaise was not there.
Yeah, the mayonnaise was not put on real great.
Pickle wasn't very flavorful.
I wish I had a different sandwich, but I really liked that.
Really? See, it just sat for me.
Hmm.
I didn't hate it.
No.
That's a filling sandwich because there's so much chicken.
I've not come across anything disappointing yet.
Yeah.
But right now, I just know what... I mean, my Arby's and Chick-fil-A are one and two right now.
Yeah. All right.
What you got?
BK.
Yes. Yes.
This is Brent's favorite.
I knew this was going to make some money.
When you were talking about what you like on yours, it's because it's what's on yours.
I was very specific on making sure that we got the Burger King original chicken sandwich. Now listen, not whatever they're selling in a circular bun. This is the original. Been eating these since I was a kid. It's probably the first fast food sandwich I ever had because my parents loved these. It is straight up a chicken patty, lettuce, hot mayonnaise. There's no other way of putting it.
True.
Lettuce, hot mayonnaise, chicken.
That reminds me of one of those like, no disrespect to your sandwich, like those reheatable chicken patties.
That's exactly no. Yeah, there's no. Exactly what no, it's fine to say it. I'm serious. It does not bother me. I have been
it's
eating
definitely
these for years.
Thinnest of the chicken.
Absolutely, patties. But I love the flavor.
It's classic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't crunch.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's lettuce.
Mm. It's that hot mayonnaise, lettuce, chicken patty. Foreign chicken patty? No, this is not a chicken breast.
There's something about it.
Mm.
This to me...
Maybe it's just my childhood I taste, but I love these.
You taste nostalgia.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's got a real, like... It's distinct. I think it's more distinct than the other ones.
They had for years, Burger King for years, has been trying to outdo themselves by doing another chicken sandwich. And this is like just bottom of the menu.
Yeah.
But it's always, so, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, if you get the coupons, you can get two of these and two small fries for like $4.
Yeah. Steal.
I love this little area of chicken.
Pile of crust
that we've got accumulated.
Trying to keep it clean.
The area of chicken.
So I don't think we said, we have 11 sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we've tried so far. So we got a few left.
I think we tried six.
Go to the main competitor from the last one. There we go.
This is the reason
that we've waited till now to do this, because we knew this was coming. So it looks like Mickey D's is doing the wrap.
Okay, so they've gone.
Mm-hmm. Now they have some variations. Most of these places have variations. They'll do a spicy or a club, which
we said we'd try later. This was just about the chicken, above anything else. Man, this is a straight...
Chicken and pickles.
This is literally chicken and pickles.
There's no mayo on that.
So they are gunning for a Chick-fil-A here today.
Thank you.
You're hitting the trash.
It's close.
And you can't even see it. That's the thing.
Yeah. I see, like, a sliver in between, like, the counter and, like, the T and Big Zelda.
I feel like they're gunning. They're definitely gunning for Chick-fil-A with
this.
That's, because this is...
It's straight up those toppings.
Yeah. This is... This
in
is,
the foil,
yeah.
So the bun feels
and even the bun... That's good.
That is good.
I was not expecting this.
Uh-uh. Not that good.
This is good.
Okay.
You can tell we're all thinking because we're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't...
Because that surprised us all three.
Man, I was not expecting that to be that good. At all.
I don't know what I was expecting with it, but...
So McDonald's for a while sold that buttermilk chicken sandwich.
No, I'm sorry. They did that Southern style chicken sandwich.
That's what it was. And it was the buttermilk.
Yeah, then it changed to the buttermilk. Yeah, yeah.
The Southern style to me was too seasoned. Mm. This lets the chicken
do the work.
Do the talking.
Yeah. A
little bit of breading, not overly crunchy. The same kind of crunch you get from a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
That's a different bun than I'm used to from McDonald's too. That was a really good bun.
The bun was perfect.
Man, that...
I might win the award for...
That's good. I mean, I'm serious.
Most improved player of the year.
Right, honestly.
Big time.
I mean, that's a step up from the McChicken, boy. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Man, McDonald's, your research dollars are really paying off.
It took a while, though, but y'all finally might have got one here that, I mean, that is good.
Don't get twisted. It's more expensive than the McChicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where we at?
Got Wendy's.
Wendy's! Now, they claimed, quote, we didn't start the chicken wars, we just ended it with this sandwich. That's that spot.
That is commercial. A bold statement.
That was the commercial.
But see, they're
that's
known
what
to
they
me.
Said.
Wendy's was the first place that I got spicy chicken.
Yeah.
So when I think of Wendy's, I still think of the spicy chicken sandwich.
I think that's probably more popular on their menu than anything else.
Got a lot going on. All
right, so Wendy's, we got the most going on, I'd say. We got our chicken.
You had to say something.
This one was my head jinxed you, sorry. Mayo.
Yeah, I mean, chicken's a little small. A lot of mayo, heavy pickle, weird lettuce.
I'm going to be taking all that.
And I'm going to be honest, look at this tomato. The tomato won't even.
Oh, wow. No, I wouldn't even put that back on there, bro.
We got to for the flavor.
Do it.
We got to.
It's part of the sandwich.
Yeah.
You can peel it off.
You can peel it off.
Loser. Tomato shape.
Almost nasty looking tomato.
I'll be honest, almost too much going on here.
Yeah. I think it's a excessive mayo on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's making everything slick. All right.
So you can peel your tomato.
This one seems less fried.
Yeah, actually, I was a little worried about how done it was at first. I mean, it's cooked. I can see it now, but...
So here's the thing. That's a tangy mayo.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
The mayonnaise on all of these is so different.
Yeah.
And that's... I did not go into this thinking I was going to find that much difference in the mayo.
I'm not that deep into the mayo, so I really can't tell much of a difference. But that is not my favorite.
I like it. It's just a lot going on.
Tastes less like mayo and closer to ranch.
Yes. Absolutely, and that's why you don't like it.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's almost like a ranch chicken sandwich.
Nailed
because the
it.
Ranch,
and even and
the
you know
mayo
what?
Was more runny.
Look, that's why I haven't had anything drip till this one.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. Same year.
Yeah.
There was more of a runny ranch there.
That's why you don't like it. It had that kind of sourish flavor.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. But they went back to like their classic pickle flavor.
Yeah. It was okay.
Because Wendy's at a certain point changed their pickle to something new that was not good.
Yeah.
And it ruined their burger.
I think places do stuff like that because like, we got to change. I think everyone feels that need to change.
No.
And, yeah.
If you're going
to
change, do it only so you can bring it back.
And that's the thing about Chick-fil-A. Like, they made it and they kept it.
This is what it is.
And they're still making money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hand over fist.
Closed on Sunday. And they're closed.
They're
down
so popular, there's two locally that were within a mile of each other. Now,
Zaxby's.
Now this one, it's I'm putting the package here. This one, I don't know how much each of them cost. I think this is the most expensive.
Really? This is, feel this, that's heft.
That, I mean, that's, I think.
Wow.
Did you spend over $5 on any?
I think on a couple, yeah.
This one was more than $5. This was the only one that was more than five for me.
Now that is, wow. And I, oh, Zach
sauce.
They put
their Zach sauce on there.
Okay.
That
oh, they got standard. Double so Zach sauce. Okay.
This is what they, this is their thing. They do the Zach
thick
sauce on
there. Pickle. Wow. A big piece
double
of
sided
chicken.
Zach sauce.
I rock with Zach sauce.
Okay, yeah. I never had this and I am excited. Okay. Right now.
This is newer too. And this is on the marquee. Like, this right now is what all these restaurants are pushing to get you over there. This bun reminds me of the McDonald's bun.
Good Lord. A lot of Zach sauce.
Yeah, that little white sugar.
The coloring on the McDonald's bun, similar to this one. And it's in the foil, so it's got the same moist texture.
Maybe this might be overkill on the Zach salt. I don't know.
Heavy, but let me tell you, that's good. That pickle works with the Zach sauce. Mm-hmm. Look at that piece of chicken. Dang, that's really good.
Damn, son.
Maybe, and now they might have a little something here too because they're throwing something different on their original chicken. Mm-hmm. They're doing Zach sauce. They're not doing mayonnaise. Everyone else has done mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, imagine if McDonald's threw their Mac sauce on there. Or like, I don't know, another equivalent. Like if Chick-fil-A put their Chick-fil-A sauce on there.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a decent sandwich. They're just working with what they got, and it's working.
That is good.
And I do that occasionally from Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I will put the Chick-fil-A sauce on it. That was good.
That was surprisingly good.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. That was a good late-in-the-game surprise.
Oh, how many more we got?
Two more, including the one that shook up the game.
Now.
The one that caused the most controversy, man.
Now, I know for a fact one person loves this.
Oh, yeah. So much so that it's a once-a-week minimum.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's known around the office that you and some coworkers straight up have, like, Popeyes Day.
Yeah, we place bets on Popeyes.
Yeah, and, like, you
it's
go...
It's like if we're having a debate on the show, it's like, bet you a Popeyes on it.
Again, good weight.
God.
Good heft.
Good God.
It's massive.
That is huge.
Now, did you get mild? Did you or spicy?
No, I got regular.
The original.
Original. Okay.
Regular. The spicy is spicy.
Well, there. Mayo. There we go. Mayo.
I start to gelatinize.
Big old pickles. It's that heat, man. Heat does that to mayo.
Because they sit in the foil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Big piece of chicken.
That's a fat Sammy right there.
Thick pickle.
Oh, fat
big
Sammy.
Big
Sammy.
Big my boy thing. Growing up.
Fat Sam.
I'm going to cut it like this.
That is, I think, something that Popeyes does that nobody else does is they put that, they just don't care. Like, it doesn't have to be a flat piece of chicken. It is a big old hunk of chicken.
No pickles?
Nah, I hate pickles.
I'm going to learn something about you every day.
Sorry.
I'm disappointed. He's peeled the tomato and pickle off of every one of these.
The first couple.
So don't take his word for it.
The first couple of pickles I tried. Because I haven't had them, but I have had this before, so I'm kind of...
You know.
Yeah.
I like it, but...
I feel like it's been overhyped for you.
I waited too long.
I gotcha.
I did. When all this happened at first, I couldn't get one. Frankly, I wasn't going to wait an hour for one. So then when I did try it, it still did not... I mean... It's good, don't get me wrong, but it's not anything that I would write home about. In fact, I would pick the McDonald's over this.
Really? Interesting.
I can't disagree with that.
I mean, that McDonald's was shocking. Yeah. I'm glad this was towards the end. Because that way I can taste the others versus this.
See, I think that is one of the strongest flavored pieces of chicken.
It's so
thick.
Mm-hmm. I think that with the spicy sandwich. I know we're not talking about it. But like, if I go to Popeye's, that's the one I get.
Okay.
because the extra flavor. Mm-hmm. Basic, straight up, it's not the best.
Now, let me say this. If I get fried chicken, I go to Popeye. I like Popeye's fried chicken. Mm-hmm. So, I can see where it's spicy. The piece of chicken is great. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't...
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe the hype was ruined.
Yeah, the hype ruined it, right?
Yeah. If I had to choose when they were doing the battle of Chick-fil-A or that, I'd be a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Okay. So, when we initially made this list of sandwiches, we had 10. We had a solid 10. And so, we're not going to deviate from the 10.
I forgot about
this.
And
the last minute, Matt goes, well, what about so-and-so? Maybe he's like, no. He's like, well, so-and-so. So, kind of went back and forth on it. Decided to get it. Saved it
purely because there was a debate between
the two. I saved it for the last one.
Good.
And you were silent. I noticed you not wanted to take a side on this.
Well, he insulted you in a way.
It's just winners, by the way. I insinuated that they didn't have a chicken sandwich? I didn't know if they had one.
Do they even have one?
That was my favorite. That was the low blow. I was just straight up saying, I was like, look.
How many times?
I can't believe.
How many times have I brought you a Mrs. Winter's chicken biscuit for
I
breakfast?
I said in the text, I said, I like the chicken biscuits. I really have. But I've only had the chicken biscuits. I've never had a sandwich.
I for years was almost forced to have Mrs. Winter's chicken biscuits.
That's unfortunate.
When somebody would.
That's unfortunate that she did that to you.
I would love that.
Sweet, good Lord,
wow.
Mrs. Winter's.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 pickles.
This is literally
It's turned the chicken into pickles.
It is funny.
In their defense, though, this was purchased over an hour
this
and a half ago.
This was the first one I picked up.
So,
this is the first chicken sandwich picked up. It's the last one we're eating.
Well, let me say this. One, I think... If you're from High Point, North Carolina, you must have something for Mrs. Winters, because I swear to you, people from High Point go to battle for Mrs. Winters.
It's so good.
It's like, and by the way, their chicken biscuit is the fourth option on the breakfast menu. it's not even number one. It's what they're known for. And they're like, you want a sausage biscuit? You want a steak biscuit? You want a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Because you need to know to know.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, everyone I know from High Point goes to battle for Mrs. Winter, so. And you seemed genuinely dejected last night when we were making jokes about it.
I was hurt.
He's like, yeah, I guess. It doesn't matter anymore, bro. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get it.
He hit us with an idle pair.
Well, if I had known you had such strong, passionate feelings about Miss Winter's chicken.
I said that I liked their biscuits, but apparently that just went on deaf ears.
After the argument back and forth between Biggie and
I was,
it's like you waited to see who had the strongest argument, and then you decided to maybe pick a side. I like an unrelated food item from this place. Jerk.
So, I'll tell ya. That's a lot of pickle.
It's very
that's all
sour.
I get.
That's all I get
is
pickle.
Pickle.
Not bad. Surprisingly, better than I expected. However, Pickle City...
I will keep it in the same category as the Bojangles. If you go, just get the biscuit. Get the biscuit.
And they have a bunch of deals on like peace dinners and stuff, and their chicken is great.
Again, I swear, if you're born in High Point, North Carolina.
No, you don't have to be bored.
Born, you've spent time there.
Oh. You say born or bored?
Born.
No. Oh, you said bored?
No.
You got nothing else
you're
to
bored.
Do.
Bored.
Have you ever
you're
found
bored
yourself
in
feeling
point.
Unsafe in High Point, North Carolina?
I'm telling you. I used to think
the three of us got to be this size. We were bored. So we ate.
I spent a lot of time working in High Point in my early 20s. And I swear to you, at one point or another, I would have this argument with somebody that I work with. Because they'd be like, let's get Mrs. Winters. I'm like, is that all y'all eat?
Well, if you ask somebody, like I told my sister-in-law that we were doing this.
Yeah.
And the question that she asked me was, are you getting Mrs. Winters?
Yeah, see? And it never even occurred to me.
Yeah, I would never even.
Does she have a High Point address?
Yes. See, that's up his point even more. I like the biscuits, though.
Too late. Too late.
All right, so yeah, we've just ate 11.
Wow. And look, I know I'm sure we probably missed some in that, but give us credit for the 11.
Right, come on.
All right, should we just go straight up top three?
Go ahead. BB?
You start.
Since you can't take a side until the two of us have already deliberated.
My top three in no particular order. KFC, Zaxby's, McDonald's. I'm going to put that Zaxby's number one.
Wow.
The Zaxby's with the Zax sauce was perfect. No disrespect to Chick-fil-A. I have it way too much. You're a classic. But I would put Zaxby's at top.
I'm going to go McDonald's as my top. I mean, I'm sorry to Chick-fil-A, but that McDonald's sandwich... Rewind and watch our reactions to it. That was surprise.
Yeah,
that was surprise. So for me, it's McDonald's, Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A. Coming in right there is Arby's too, kind of tied with Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Now, I do love my Burger King original chicken sandwich, and I'm glad that we tried it. Don't get me wrong. But realistically, it's a mid-pack sandwich compared to the others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you, if I'm having a bad day... I'll go swing through Burger King and be like, give me some hot mayonnaise on some pressed chicken, baby.
I will go in no particular order. Chick-fil-A, Popeyes. I want to die on the Miss Winners Hill, but I'm not going to.
You got to live in realistic.
You've already got a pretty normie list going so far.
Look, the fact that, it's like
there's a reason that those two do what they do.
I mean, I gotta give respect to Chick-fil-A, but at the same time, I don't know.
I honestly feel like McDonald's is in that top three.
Yeah, I mean they have finally. Now let me say this about McDonald's: they've been trying for years.
Yeah.
And it's like it took 15 years, but they got it.
Whatever it is, man, you nailed it. Keep it up.
You know what Ms. Winters is? Ms. Winters is like the small school making it to the tournament.
UNBC.
UNBC up
exactly. Yes. That's what it is. It's like they're just happy that we picked it up.
Yeah. That's a recognition.
That's probably why they used the pickles, because they were so used to no one ordering it that they were like, throw an extra pickle on.
Yeah, they say, how many pickles they put on this? Oh, like 10 or something? I don't know.
I'll take it.
Well, there you have it. I'm stuffed. Chicken wars is over.
Yeah. I'm stuffed. Well, as always, let us know what your favorite chicken sandwich is. The debates can continue in the comments.
And I'm sure you guys have a whole list of ones that we didn't try, but...
Yes. Golly. Now let's do something different and change up and give away a Marco's pizza. Yeah.
Yes. We'll give away a Marco's pizza. Share this Facebook video and you're eligible to win a Marco's pizza. Thank you to Marco's. The Biggie's Kitchen Studio sponsorship. Thank you to Marie Sharp's Hot Sauce. Thank you to all these delicious places that have supplied us with so much chicken over the years. This really was a fun episode.
This was a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm stuck too.
I'm sure it was over.
Yeah.
We are the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you next week.